Welcome to Vision for Change Radio with John Stevenson. When faith meets information, everything is possible. It takes just one moment to put your life on the road to success and personal fulfillment. You can obtain God's best when you can see your future in your present. Listen in as we share information that will inspire your spirit and empower your soul.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, family. Welcome to Vision for Change with John Stevenson. I am your host, John Stevenson, and it is my pleasure and honor to be able to come into your homes and to your cars, your iPads, wherever we are. Today's call-in number is 240-638-5430, and we have a wonderful, wonderful show today. Last week, we had author Kelly Cody on. And it just was such a blessing, her testimony and some of the things that she's doing and what God is doing through her. It was just a wonderful, 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 wonderful interview. And we'll have her back on. Unfortunately, she's not in the studio, but she is here with us. As always, it's my tradition that if you're not born again, we want to give you an opportunity to be saved and to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. So the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that he loves you so much that he sent his son to die for you. And so you don't have to stay in the state that you're in. I know you might have heard people tell you that you got to go to a specific church and in order for God to love you. No, God just loves you. So if you just say, Lord, take my life and do something with it. I just believe that you sent your son to die for our sins and on the cross. And I repent of my sins. Forgive me. He will come into your heart and he will explode into your life. And if you are born again and you said, well, I'm kind of off, man of God, and I haven't been at church. I haven't prayed. I haven't done the things I needed to do. He's faithful and just to forgive you of any unrighteousness. So he's faithful to love you. So all you got to do is just repent. Lord, forgive me. I got off. I was tripping. That's what I say. And just turn your life back around and he will invade your life with his love and his goodness. Go by our website, jsmonline.org. We want to make sure that you go by and see some of the things we have. We have some teachings on the website for you and some other good things. You can also follow us on Facebook, John Stevenson Ministries, Vision for Change Broadcast, or just follow John Stevenson 1 on Twitter. As always, I always introduce our engineer. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman of God. She's doing her own thing, and she has a radio show here at Radio 1 called Generation Now, and that's the wonderful Miss Janice Sturdivant. Hey, Miss Janice.
Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
The spectacular, spectacular. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It was eventful.
Yes,
I know. I saw you following and liking my pictures. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Yeah, I always support the woman of God. She's doing some wonderful things. Had a vision board event this past weekend, and so she's doing some wonderful things. She gets out and about. So find out more about Janice, Miss Janice Sturdivant. She's doing great things. Great, great man of God. Her father is a pastor here in D.C.
Yes, sir.
He's doing some good things as well. Well, we're going to jump into something. It's been my tradition also to have a song. And so I have a song by Mr. Travis Green called Intentional. So let the music minister to you, and we'll be back in a little bit with Miss Kelly Cody.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, 'cause she's intentional, never failing.
All things are working for my good,
'cause she's intentional.
He's intentional,
hey, and he's never failing. All things are working for my good.
Intentional.
He's intentional.
He's never failing.
All things are working.
Hey,
I know that all things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah, I know that all things are working for my good.
All things are working for my good.
Yes, they are. He's intentional. Yeah, never failing. Sing that out, say
all things are working for my good.
Cause he's intentional.
He's intentional.
Hey, and he's never failing.
Never failing.
All things are working for my good. Hey, all things are working for my good.
Praise the Lord. That was Travis Green, Intentional. God is an intentional God. The things that he does for us are in purpose. And I'm going to read the scripture. He sang something about all things are working together for my good. And before I bring Kelly on, I'm going to share this with you. It says, Romans chapter 8, verse 26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself, or I'm going to say himself, because the Spirit is a person. God didn't give you an it, he gave you himself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. And I've heard people preach this particular scripture and saying all things bad are working together. But let's talk about what he's talking about here. In verse 26, he says, likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities when we know not what we're going to pray for. So we're starting off talking about prayer. Then you drop down to verse 27 and it says, and he searches the hearts. And as I learned it from a conjunction, what's my function? That is a conjunction here. So we're not finished talking about prayer. So, and he, talking about prayer, searches all hearts and know what's in the mind and your spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints. And then verse 28 says, and we know that all things are working together for our good. What are we talking about? All things in prayer. And so if you're a praying person or a praying man or praying woman, all things in prayer are working together for your good. And so I know folks have told you, well, this happened, this tragedy took place, it's all working together, your good, God knows what he's doing. Nah, all things in prayer. So you could be going through horrible things in your life, but because you're a praying man or woman of God, all those things in prayer are working together. So don't stop praying. Keep praying. Keep talking to God. That's the way you get delivered, get set free. All things together in prayer are working together for your good. Well, I want to introduce my guest, reintroduce her. She was here in studio with us last week. I was able to meet her through a friend just through social media, and she's just doing some wonderful things in the body of Christ. She's written a book called Who Am I? Discovering the Value and Worth of Women. But if you're a man and you're listening today, you can be blessed by some of the things that God has done in her life. And I reintroduce you this morning, Miss Kelly Cody. Kelly, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hey, woman of God, how are you today?
I am well, man of God. Thank you so much for having me on the air today.
Oh, you know, we said last week we had to do this again, and I know I appreciate you and my Vision for Change family. We all appreciate what you are doing. You're out there on the West Coast, so I know you're up a little early just to come and to share with us, and I so appreciate your time and your love. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
All right, well, Kelly, like I said last week, you know, I want you to give a little bit about yourself just really quick. I could read a bio, and I think that's just kind of, you know, when you sometimes read the bio, it kind of becomes really stale. I want you to give your heart about, just tell them who you are a little bit and reintroduce yourself to our listeners.
So good morning, everyone. My name is Kelly Cody. I am the author, as John has let you all know, that I am author of a book titled "Who Am I? Discovering the Value and Worth of Women." I know last week we talked a little bit about some of those traumatic experiences that I went through prior to the journey of the book, but what led to the book, and which were pretty challenging in and of themselves, but. Now, I do want to maybe let people know that I do have a dual bachelor's degree. I do have a master's degree as well, all by the grace of God. And I am currently attending college for my PhD. Again, all through the grace of God.
Amen.
I did, because God knows that if I went with what society deemed me to be, then I totally would have none of the above. So I give all the praise and honor to God for allowing me through that journey to be the author and to have those degrees as well.
Okay, well, Kelly, we do have a few new listeners this morning. And just real briefly, okay. I know we had talked last week about some of the things that you had gone through personally, through some domestic violence and some other things that happened in your life. So to hear mm-hmm. that you've gone through and gotten your degree, and I know we say we're never going to glorify the past, so we're not going to do that, listeners, today. We're not glorifying anything in her past. We're going to show you how God has taken her.
We'll talk about the glory of God.
And talk about mm-hmm. the glory of God, exactly. That's exactly what we're going to do today. But give them just a brief quickness of what happened and where God is taking you now.
So when I was younger, from about the age of 6 to about the age of 10 or 11, my family and I, which was my mom, my dad, and my siblings, we lived in a van. I washed up in a pan. I can totally remember that. I remember going to school regularly, but really not feeling like every normal kid in school. But I thought my life was normal. And during that time, you know, my dad, I've explained that my dad was physically abusive toward my mom and toward my siblings and I as well as sexually. There was some sexual abuse there. Then when I became a teenager, my father passed away when I was about 11 or 12. And I really had a hard time transitioning as my mom got remarried, and I really had a hard, I think it was more of a battle with my stepfather, not really wanting to see anyone take the place of my father. Then I ended up running away from home when I was 15 years old and ended up being with a man that was 10 years older than me who kind of took me into this really dark world. And what we know it now to be a sex trafficking. So I was sex trafficked for a period of time. And then after that, when I finally did leave from that situation, which required being held hostage for 7 days and beaten and all these other things, but when I was finally able to escape, kind of broke away, but then ended up in bad relationship after bad relationship, and then ended up in an abusive, physically, mentally, financially, every abuse that you could think of, relationship with a man who, again, was 10 years older than me, and kind of an 11-year relationship, and then had to break free from that. So,
mm-hmm. Well, Kelly,
that's now, a little bit about the journey.
And that was indeed a journey. But now I want to ask you a question because we you and I have talked, but I really want to have you minister to the listeners who may have gone through some of this themselves or even know someone that's going through this because, you know, when you have somebody that you know, you've seen going through this, you share in their pain, especially when you're close with people. But we know God intervened and he took over. And so give us some things that give us a testimony of what happened for God to take over and what he did to get you to where you all started on this journey now where we can see his glory in your life.
So can I go back to maybe when I first was introduced to the Lord?
Yeah, sure.
Talk okay. To us. Mm-hmm. So I first was introduced maybe around the age of 14. My sister, and this is the power of what one person can do. So sometimes when we don't think that we're really having an impact on someone, this totally gives like... It helps people understand that you may not see what God can do with that one encounter. Mm-hmm. So when I was 14, there was a gentleman who rode a bike through our neighborhood, and he introduced my sister to the Word of God. And he invited her to church, and she was 3 years older than me, so I kind of followed her lead a little bit. I went to church, but of course, I really didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know when I accepted the Lord into my life. I really just thought that's all you did, and then you just expected some, like, magic to happen. Like, your whole life was going to change. Mm-hmm. Well, that didn't happen, and I just continued on the path that I was on, still seeking love, not realizing that the love that I sought could only be filled by the Father, but that's where I am now, mm-hmm. not where I was when I was 14. Mm-hmm. So just kind of coming from that and then growing into, you know, into the world. And not, and even when I remember when I was going through this sex trafficking phase, I remember finding Bibles inside of hotel rooms and I would read them even though they were in King James Version and you really don't know what you're reading.
right, the thou, thuses and thithers.
Yeah, and so I remember just reading... But I would just read, and even being in a terrible situation, and I remember just crying sometimes after a beating and just, like, you know, asking the Lord to save me. Now, looking back on it, the whole time the Lord was protecting me from death because death had come knocking at my door. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, I mean, like, literally beaten to a point where I couldn't even recognize myself and a gun put to my head and told that I was going to be shot and thrown off of a freeway. And then just seeing looking back on it now, seeing that there was a situation that happened in the way of the death of Nicole Brown Simpson, which I totally, you know, sometimes it's painful to look back on that because that was a terrible life, you know, a terrible loss of a life.
Right.
But in that, I do know that if it weren't for Nicole passing away or the big event that happened, I would have been killed because I was told the reason why I didn't get killed that day or wasn't shot was because it would have been a bigger media frenzy. It was in the same city that that Nicole had passed away. And because of that, my life would be spared. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I just kind of look back on those things sometimes and I'm like, Lord, you are a mighty God. And through every situation and obstacle that I've been presented with, I can look back now and see the hand of God and how he was protecting me for such a time as this, mm-hmm. where I would go out into the world and tell people of his glory and what he has done and how he just loves and adores you. Mm-hmm. And even though you find yourself in painful situations or you have these painful memories of things that you've endured, God had his hand on you, mm-hmm. and he just wants the best for you. And our pain is our purpose, mm-hmm. which that has been preached to me twice yesterday from two different churches on two different coasts. Mm-hmm. And that was the message, is our pain is our purpose. And it was just a reiteration for me that I am walking in my purpose through the nonprofit She and through the ministry, being the ministry leader at the church for domestic violence and sexual assault and human trafficking. I would have never thought little O'Kelly would be who I am today, mm-hmm. based on all of the past experiences.
You know, Kelly, I've said this before here on the broadcast that, you know, sometimes your misery can become your ministry. You know, in the Old Testament, when Moses was called to deliver the children of Israel from bondage, they went through the wilderness. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you think 40 years prior to that, he was going through a wilderness himself. And sometimes mm-hmm. it's hard to take somebody through a wilderness that you haven't gone through yourself. You know, there's certain things that we can mm-hmm. minister, especially as ministers of the gospel, to a certain degree. But it's nothing like ministering something that you know. I know that I know. I know what the Bible says, and I can preach to you from what the Bible says. But when I've had an encounter with God myself, when I've been in a situation, and I can tell you from, you know, I don't know anybody else's experience, but I know what I know. You know, we say mm-hmm. to our church, a man with an experience is never subject to a man with an argument. So you know mm-hmm. the deliverance of God. And so give us really quick, you know, just talk to us about when you just tangibly sensed the hand of God. We talked about something last week, and I want you to cover this in a few minutes that we have. Also, in this question I'm asking you, we mentioned about just do it. And I know you wanted to clarify that, because you couldn't just do anything without God. So there's some things you've done mm-hmm. with the ministry and walking by faith with the book. So you cannot just capsulize all that and explain that a little bit more, because we kind of left off last week with that statement. And I know you wanted to just kind of clarify that.
Thank you so much. Yes. So sometimes, you know, or a lot of times people say, just do it. Or why can't you just do this? Or why can't you just leave that situation? Or why can't you just change? And the thing is that we can't. And that's just the reality. Without God, we can't just change anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've just learned a lot over this 5-year journey, is that it takes God's hand. It takes knowing and believing in his promises that we are going to be overcomers. But we have to believe it. It requires belief first. Amen. So I remember coming to Maryland and, you know, like I said, I was a single mom, or I am a single mom of 5, and coming here and not having a job and believing that God was going to provide a job and believing, I mean, it took that belief and that walk of faith to say, God is not going to leave me. He told me, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. And so because I knew when he clearly said to me that this area was Nineveh, and of course I did the naive thing and go read about Jonah, and I'm like, and he just reminded me, he didn't say anything about Jonah. He said, this is Nineveh.
Wow.
So I needed to reframe that and go back and study what the importance of Nineveh was, and then why I am in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And I totally see it. So I'm constantly reminded to walk by faith. Like every step that I take, if I feel that, and I don't mean feel like this ooey gooey feeling inside, I mean like the Holy Spirit is directing me to leave a situation because it's not of God, mm-hmm. then I need to pay attention to that and I need to leave it because it's not going to be for my good. Mm-hmm. Now, when the Holy Spirit says, this is what you need to be doing and it's good, right, and true, I know it's from the Holy Spirit, then I'm walking in it and I'm okay, Lord, I'm stepping out on that faith, because I remember going to my church year before last and standing on a stage to share my testimony. And it was pretty challenging because it was the first time that I was ever going to tell people all of these things that had occurred in my life. And the Holy Spirit just said to me, people only know what you share. Remember that these people don't know you. Mm-hmm. And so that gave me the strength to share all that God has done, but not just the terrible things that happened to me, but the belief that God is taking me to a great place.
Amen.
And so that's kind of the journey there.
Okay. Well, Amy, thank you so much. You know, Kelly, real quick, we're out of time. I want to give our listeners, I know it goes so fast, as you said. How can they get in touch with you?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Let everybody know, how can they get your book and how can they get in touch with you if they need to get in contact with you for anything, any type of ministry? Or can you give us really quick how they can do that?
Awesome. So I have a website. It is www.kellycody.life. That's kellycody.life, as in Frank E. And then, which you can contact me on that website. You can order the book there as well. If you order the book from there, I will sign the copy and send it to you. You can follow me on Twitter at Prov31 in training, P-R-O-V as in Victor, 31-N-T-R-N-G, and then at www.facebook.com/Proverbs31 in the letter N, and then training, and those are all spelled out.
Amen. Kelly, thank you so much again for loving on us and sharing and ministering. I believe as we prayed last night, we talked about praying, and you came in agreement that what you would minister today and what we would talk about would be ministry to all those that are listening. And so we must do this again. I know we don't have enough time, but I am grateful for your time and the family here at Vision for Change. We're grateful for your time.
God bless you guys. Thank you so much for allowing me the stage to share God's love.
Amen. Amen. Well, right now we're going to take a quick commercial break before we end. I got a commercial. Listen, we are looking for you all to come on and join Sowing into Vision for Change. So I've got a quick commercial just to run something about Sowing into Vision for Change and John Stevenson Ministries, and we'll be right back with our closing segment.
It's 11:29, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. God has given each of us a special gift or vision, something unique, special, and powerful. And we want to help you gain some clarity of your gift or vision to change any area of your life so you can better serve your family, church, community, and the world. God has called John Stevenson Ministries and the Vision for Change broadcast to reach out to the world using every available voice, and that includes your own. When you become a part of the Love, Give, Serve, or LGS Nation with John Stevenson Ministries and Vision for Change, we team up together to help you gain some clarity in what God has called you to serve, whether that is to your family, church, job, or community. We cover all of our partners in prayer daily. We ask you to pray and follow your heart in what to give financially to assist us in our outreach efforts. Any financial gift you commit to sow into the ministry is tax deductible. John Stevenson Ministries Vision for Change broadcast fully believes that your tithes belong to your local church. Your donations to the ministry are received as offerings to support the vision and outreach of ministering the message of love and servanthood to the world. To become a partner or to acquire more information, log on to our website at www.jsmonline.org or call 877-268-8998 or send us an email to partnership@jsmonline.org. Please remember, as you love, give, and serve, all things are possible if you can just believe.
Praise the Lord. Well, family, that's the conclusion of our show today. We love you so very much. Listen, go to our website, jsmonline.org, Facebook, Vision for Change, broadcast. I decree all things are possible over your life. Great success, the blessing of the Lord, the hand of the Lord be upon you this week. We love you so very much. Bye-bye. Have a great
week. Our message for today: we believe your life has been changed through the power of the Word of God and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. For more information, please stop by our website at jsmonline.org. And remember, all things are possible if you can just believe.